You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This podcast is gold. Basketball gold. You're tuned into the best Cleveland Cavaliers podcast in all the land. Basketball gold, hosted by Mike Fratello and Jeff Phelps.
This is Basketball Gold with Fratello and Phelps. Thrilled to be with you. It's our debut episode. Cavaliers are finishing up a road trip. Mike, the schedule, I think, though there's a road trip involved here, has been pretty favorable for the Cavaliers. Most of their wins have come against teams that don't have winning records. The Boston Celtics, obviously, they beat the Celtics twice, an exception to that. And the Clippers have boosted things a little bit. And so there's an opportunity there, even though that didn't go the Cavaliers' way. But the schedule's worked in their favor. They have another team on this road trip who they finish it up with, and I don't care what their record is. You're playing the Golden State Warriors. If you're Steve Kerr right now, are you concerned about your team getting off to a slow start?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
My goodness, I don't know how much you get to listen to during the course of the day, but being on the road the way I am right now,
yeah, and
having TV on all day and mostly listening to basketball-related shows, yesterday, the day before, they're blowing it up as far as Golden State needs to make a change. They've already had, yesterday, let me see, they were trading Draymond Green. That was one of the guys they wanted out of there, and Klay Thompson. Those were the names that came up mostly yesterday. It's time to get rid of those two guys.
Wow.
Bring whomever in that they have on the other end of the trades, and that'll be what'll turn Golden State around. And Steve Kerr has been around long enough, been involved in enough games, both as a player, as an analyst, and as a coach, won enough games and championships as a player and as a coach, that the one thing he's not going to do, and his front office is not going to do, is panic and break up a group that has won, what, 4 championships in 6 years? Mm. So right now, when you continually go to the finals, NBA finals, NBA finals, it's hard to come back the next year and in that first part of the season, kick it in right where you left off the season before. There's that little bit of hangover left over. Sometimes you have to work your way back into it. Sometimes adversity has to take place to wake the team up and get them back on the level that they're used to playing at. Guys who are rewarded from the year before with new contracts or extensions, they come back and maybe they're not quite the same as they were the year before because they had been rewarded and they feel a little bit secure financially in their lives and their careers. So all of that, it's getting them back in place. Everything has to align once again to get the team back on track. But I don't know anybody that feels comfortable going in and playing against the Golden State Warriors that you're not going to have to defend. You're not going to have to deal with some of the outstanding guards and reserves and defensive player and a guy like Draymond, you know, and a young guy who's developing for them. So how about Wiggins in the finals? Okay, he wound up taking the next step finally.
He was terrific. Career.
People have been waiting and waiting for Wiggins to get to that point. And then being around some vets who have been there before who said to him, just do what we tell you to do. Follow us and everything's going to be okay. We need you. And here's where we need you is to defend the best guy on the other team. And if you can do that, don't worry about your points. We'll find you enough times for you to score. And he did just that, and it was another championship. So I'm not ready yet to break up Golden State. I don't think Steve and the front office are ready to break him up yet. But let's wait and see what happens over the next 10 to 15 games.
You mentioned another team that's been struggling. It's the team that shares the building with the Clippers, who you do games with, and that's the Lakers. It's tough to see LeBron on a team that doesn't have a good record. That's the case right now with Anthony Davis, with Russell Westbrook. What do they do there, Mike?
God, you didn't have to ask such a hard question, did you?
Sorry. Well, I'm sorry.
Because
it's a podcast. We're allowed to throw anything in.
That is such a topic.
Isn't it, though?
Not only out here in Los Angeles, where I am now, but you know, on radio, on talk shows, on television, on what do you do is one question. What can you do is another question. And sometimes when your hands are tied, and they're tied in a number of different ways, whether you don't have picks to use to give up, whether you don't have enough money anymore after having given, you know, LeBron's last 2-year extension that you just gave him was only, I think, $97 million for the 2 years. So how many times can you do that over and over again? People are getting old, fed up with Anthony Davis, that they feel he's always hurt. You can't count on him for 70 to 75 games a year. So, you know, he's one of the guys they should get rid of. Obviously, in putting this roster together, there are some things that happened along the way that we won't know publicly probably ever. But the people on the inside know why they didn't make certain moves that they could have made. And as a result, to play with LeBron James and think about everywhere that he's won, you have to surround him with shooters. He's going to command double teams. He's going to break down defenses off the dribble because he bullies his way wherever he wants with that body, with that physique, with the weight. And somebody who's trying to guard him that is not as strong, as big, he just moves him out of the way. Well, now you have to bring another guy. And the Clippers last night did a really good job. LeBron had a terrific game, shot the ball extremely well. However, they had him off balance. They trapped right away. They kind of trapped, but didn't really. Then they trapped late, and LeBron was constantly looking to see where they were coming from. So they kept him off balance. But when he does pass the ball out, if there aren't guys making shots, and the Lakers have struggled this year to make shots from the perimeter, they just don't have a lot of really good shooters from the outside. And they may get going for a quarter, maybe for a half, but inevitably it gets back to they miss shots, they turn the ball over. I was counting, and at one point, the Lakers had 6 or 7 layup attempts bounce off the backboard, rim, and miss. Because either the guy was driving so hard that he banged it off it, it didn't have that touch to roll in. But that's a lot of layups to give up when you're that close to the rim. And that's what's been happening. They miss shots. They turn the ball over. And defensively, when you're constantly running back in transition, it's tough to say we're going to be good defensively. Tough to be good defensively when you're always playing transition defense, trying to catch up to the other team. So that's just a couple of the problems that they're facing right now. And then the last thing I needed was LeBron tweaking a groin muscle last night. Right. Felt a little bit of a twinge down there, and they walked off the court in the fourth quarter, and they took him right on into the locker room. As he said in the press conference afterwards, he said, it's not as bad as the previous one he had back a ways where it kept knocked him out for a while. But he felt that little bit of something going on there, and they're trying to protect it. So will he play next game? Who knows? It may take him a couple games sitting out for them to work on it where he can come back and play.
Let's go to the Eastern Conference. Miami, you know they're always good. Right now they're off to a slow start. Brooklyn, there are issues there like crazy. Milwaukee has been terrific. You have Atlanta, who's played well. You have Toronto, who you know is going to be competitive, Mike. You have the Cavaliers off to a great start. This conference in the East, I don't know if it's been this competitive in a long, long time. Is there a team or two that you think, all right, this is the team, maybe other than Milwaukee, I think we all think they're going to be there, who you think this might be the team that moves up? You know, your Hawks look terrific. Chicago has some talent. I mean, there are a lot of teams in the East.
What you wonder is which team, when they're evaluating where they are right now, when they're evaluating how they're playing, is willing to make a move and go after somebody else that might be the difference maker. Hmm. You have teams that are waiting for guys to come back. Let's just use the Cavaliers as example. Ricky Rubio, hopefully at some point here in the not too distant future, is going to rejoin this Cavalier team. Think about the level they played at last year when Rubio was playing in the beginning of last season.
He was really
good.
And then
down the stretch, yeah, when they lost him, how they just quite didn't have enough. So that will make the Cavaliers a stronger team when Rubio comes back. And you have other teams out there right now that have guys that are injured that are waiting for them to come back. And when they do, they'll make a significant difference. But the Eastern Conference is a monster right now. And then you have to factor in things like players are better when they're happy and they're not feeling pressure from different sources. I'm not talking about the pressure of, hey, tonight we have to play against a really good Milwaukee. Not that kind of pressure. The pressure from situations that come up that really aren't basketball-related issues, but because the media jumps on it, it puts pressure on a team. We can use Brooklyn. A year ago, it was Kyrie Irving not getting vaccinated. Therefore, he could only play road games, not home games. So how many guys on that roster were unhappy with the fact, like, Kyrie, go take the vaccination.
Right.
Help us try and win games. You don't know the underlying thing. Now, this year, the incident comes up. Will Kyrie post something? Probably not a good decision. If he could do it again, you'd hope that he would make a better decision when he had that choice. But he did it. And as a result, it turned that team again into team turmoil with the outside pressures that were added. Steve Nash, as great a player as he was, as well as he did in communicating with the guys in Brooklyn, it may not have been his fault. It may have been the result of all this outside influence of, because he's the guy that had to coach that team every night,
right,
even though certain players may not have been there mentally because of all the other stuff going on. And now, think about it. They make a change. Steve Nash is gone. They bring in Vaughn, and for some reason, whatever it is, maybe it's the amount of communication that he did with the players as the assistant coach. But all of a sudden, they go out now in four or five games that he's coached, and they play extremely hard. They play extremely well, and we're seeing a different Kevin Durant playing for them right now. So watch out, because Brooklyn could be dangerous if they keep playing at this level and if they understand that, you know, this is our new guy. And he's with us now for this year and next year on the contract situation. They're dangerous, the Brooklyn Nets. We saw that last night when they really demolished the New York Knicks. And other teams we could go into of the group that you mentioned there, they all have the potential to be really good. But then you always worry about that injury factor, because if the injury factor knocks out a key guy, that could cost you a season.
So, Mike, with all these teams in the Eastern Conference, it's going to be competitive for the Cavaliers each and every night. Good start is terrific. That's what you want. But this thing is going to be a grind for everybody in the East, and Cavaliers included.
I think you like the idea of getting out early and get your name at the top of that list in the Eastern Conference. Don't think there's not going to be battles over on the Western side, because you have teams emerging there like the Utah Jazz that nobody thought was going to be any good. And suddenly they're really good. It looks like Sacramento is just starting to now buy into Mike Brown's philosophy. So as a coach, I know I'd love getting out early, getting a quick start. I've also been on the other side of it, where one of those Cavs teams, as you remember, Jeff, started out 0-7.
Yeah.
When we had to dig our way out of that, and that team wound up winning 45 games and going on to the playoffs that particular year. So, you know, you make adjustments. All of a sudden, you know, you may tweak something here or there, change your philosophy, but you do what was right for the team. If the team buys in, it gives you a chance. Eastern Conference is going to be something, and I just keep looking and hoping that the Cavs' name is at the top of the list, not sliding back down. I think for sure they get Rubio back, we should expect them to be up there in the top three or four names.
All right, you're on the road. You're in a hotel. We killed about 45 minutes for you of road time doing a podcast. Should we do another one sometime down the road here?
I'm available anytime except when it's time to drink a little red wine at dinner.
I'm not sure. When you have a game.
I can do it at that time. Okay.
That sounds good. Mike, I'm looking forward to this. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
It's Basketball Gold for Tello and Phelps. We'll see you next time.